Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday. The week is coming to a close, and we have an hour here together on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. I'm actually broadcasting from the office of American Free Press tonight. I would actually be rather home, sitting comfortably in one of my nice, comfortable chairs doing this broadcast, but alas, there is work to be done, and here I am trying to get the work done. So we will be broadcasting from American Free Press tonight. The latest issue of American Free Press, incidentally, is at the printers right now, and I can tell you in advance there's a very interesting article by my friend and colleague Christopher Boleyn talking about some new findings regarding the collapse of the World Trade Center buildings. And these findings are a little bit different from the official story that we're getting out of the Bush administration. Of course, that's no surprise to the listeners to RBN, but you know, it would come as a surprise to most of our fellow Americans who believe everything that comes out of the Bush White House and everything that comes out of the major broadcast networks like ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, all those totally controlled and totally corrupt networks that, because of their corruption, have forced good patriots to band together and set up an independent voice like RBN here at RBNLive.com. And, of course, on shortwave at 5.050. So, you know, when you need the real news and you need the real information, this is the place to turn, because you ain't going to get it from the big boys. And, you know, it's interesting. In today's Washington Post, they're talking on a front-page story. See, you can get some real facts out of the big newspapers, but you have to put them in context. They have a front-page story in the Washington Post, "When Hollywood Makes History, Invented Details in United 93 Raise Real Questions." Well, this is an article by a Washington Post staff writer which points out that this new film on United Flight 93 that went down in Pennsylvania points out that this film is just simply not accurate. But you know what, folks? Even though the insiders here in Washington are going to read this story, and maybe a few lucky folks who might read it online on the Washington Post website, the fact is that most Americans who go to see this film are going to buy this film as fact, just as they buy everything else that comes out of the Bush administration or out of the big media forces as fact. So, you know, this story is for the insiders. I know already there are good patriots out there who are already dissecting this film. Thank God they are. There's a very interesting article you can find on wingtv.net talking about the lies of this film, United 93. But nonetheless, you know, this is the point that the American people were so easily misled by the mainstream media. And the mainstream media can't even tell the truth about official stories. So why should, you know, when they're doing Hollywood films about major events in history, and we can't even count on them to tell the truth, not even to tout the official propaganda line of the government. So how much faith can we really have in the mainstream media? Not much. Not much at all, folks. That's why, we do need independent voices like the Republic Broadcasting Network, you know, because you can handle the truth. So stay tuned for some more truth, or at least some facts, shall we say, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be with you in a moment.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper, coming to you from Washington right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I always talk a lot about the lies of the mainstream media, the lies and the disinformation and the misinformation and the distortion. Well, here's a good instance of omission. Very interesting article in the Washington Post a couple days ago. The headline reads, in Waco, that's in Waco, Texas, of course, in Waco, a push to atone for the region's lynch mob past. Big, long article. Now, of course, when I hear Waco, I think of the Branch Davidian tragedy where our own taxpayer-financed federal police, the FBI, and even the Army, I guess, and professional snipers and the BATF and God knows who else, as even reports the Israelis were on the scene lending their particular expertise in the field of murder. Of course, this we're talking about the Branch Davidian tragedy in Waco. Well, that's what I kind of thought for a moment that's what the article was about. I jumped from the front page into the inside, and the headline in there was History of Mob Violence Haunts Waco. Well, it talks about the fact that there are two memorials stand on the site of one of the most notorious incidents in the history of this central Texas city. It says, one commemorates the lives lost in the tornado of 1953. The other, the 1897 shootout between a newspaper editor and a local judge. And then, of course, they go on to say there was a, there's a memorial about the act of mob violence. It was called the Waco Horror. Apparently, 17-year-old Jesse Washington was tortured and lynched on May 15th, 1916. Well, that's very sad, folks. Yes, it is. I don't believe in lynchings unless, of course, you're lynching crooked politicians. I don't know the circumstances of this story. I'm not even going to read the story the whole way through. But what I did do was scan this story. And, you know, I find that despite all this hemming and hawing and all this oohing and aahing and going on and on about the region's lynch mob past, this story about Waco, the writer, whose name happens to be Sylvia Moreno, Washington Post staff writer, she never once mentioned the massacre of the Branch Davidians. Not once. Now, I could be wrong, folks. I mean, as I say, I scanned through the article very quickly looking for Branch Davidian, looking for the name David Koresh, looking for some simple hint that that was going to be recognized as part of Waco's violent history. But no, never mentioned once. Now, I refuse to believe that Sylvia Moreno didn't know anything about it. I really should call the girl up. Or maybe I should say lady, that's politically correct. Maybe I should call the lady up, or woman, I'm sorry, call the woman up and ask her why she did not feel it was appropriate to mention the massacre of what, how many people died at Waco at the hands of the FBI and the BATF and the military and reportedly also Israeli intelligence, lending its special expertise in murder. Never once mentioned. I mean, it's just a deliberate slap at all those people. And you know what's interesting, of course, is that many of those people who were killed at the Branch Davidian massacre were people of color. You would think that the Washington Post, which is always trying to portray itself as a voice for the downtrodden and a voice for the minorities, which of course it's anything but that, you would think that the Post would have at least felt compelled to mention that aspect at all. But nope, no mention of the Branch Davidian massacre. Absolutely amazing. Well, there is a history of mob violence that haunts Waco, and it's violence from the mob that's paid out of our tax dollars. And what a mob it is. Folks, we are going to be taking your calls tonight. You can call in here at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Well, there's good news for the Democratic Party, or I would say it's good news anyway. According to the May 8th issue of The Nation, and I had heard about this before, Joe Lieberman's approval rating among Connecticut Democrats has dropped 17 points this past year. He was even booed at a March Democratic Party dinner. Well, of course, Mr. Lieberman, who is a bigot, a racist bigot, who has said that he would discourage his children from marrying outside the Jewish faith, and that is bigotry, folks, because if President Bush himself had ever said that he would discourage Jenner or Barbara, the twins, from marrying outside their Christian faith, assuming they are Christians, President Bush himself would be called a bigot. But when Joe Lieberman, this pious, righteous, religious, devout man says that his children shouldn't marry outside their faith, the Jewish faith, no one says a word. In fact, it's been largely kept quiet in the media. Well, despite all that, this bigot is under fire in Connecticut because of the fact that people don't like his fanatical, radical, pro-war stand. Not only is he backing this madman in the White House over the war in Iraq that our great military leaders are saying is wrong, wrong, wrong. But this bigot in Connecticut, Joe Lieberman, is now promoting a U.S. military attack on Iran. Well, you know, for years I've been telling this one friend of mine, I refer to him here on the program as the credulous lad, I've been telling him that one way or another Joe Lieberman was going to end up in the Republican Party. Folks, I'm saying it here for the record. If you've never heard that here before, I'm telling you, somehow or another, Joe Lieberman is going to end up in a Republican Party. And mark my words, don't be surprised. You know, they've talked about him, they've mentioned him for a position in the Bush cabinet. You know, they mentioned him, you know, as a possible Secretary of Defense if Rumsfeld gets kicked out. Or if something else should happen to Mr. Rumsfeld. But in any case, I've been saying it for years, Joe Lieberman will end up as a Republican. Don't be surprised, folks, if you see Joe Lieberman on a Republican national ticket someday. And I mean that, folks. Remember, you heard it here first. And I'll tell you why I find that, why I was particularly interested in this article in The Nation magazine is that it says here that Lieberman has not foreclosed the option. That's his words, not foreclosed the option of quitting the Democratic Party and running for re-election this year as an independent. Well, folks, I'm telling you, Joe Lieberman is going to end up in a Republican Party, and you know what? The Republican Party is going to love it. They will not be able to resist Joe Lieberman. They will absolutely worship at Joe Lieberman's feet. In fact, you know, a few years ago, Jerry Falwell himself, one of the leading Republican voices in America, one of the leading voices of the Christian right, the pro-Israel Christian right, said that it would be that Joe Lieberman would make a splendid president. Jerry Falwell's words, not mine. Splendid. I think Joe Lieberman would make a splendid something, but I'm not going to say what, folks. But not a splendid president of the United States. I think if Joe Lieberman wants a war with Iran, he should put on his boots and a helmet and get himself a gun and a bayonet and go over there and fight that war himself. But don't ask these Christian Americans who he holds in such contempt, so much contempt that he wouldn't counsel or that he would counsel his children against marrying a Christian. If he holds these Christian Americans in such contempt, then let him fight the war himself. Let's let this bigot go fight his war that he wants to fight, but don't ask the American people to do it. I guess you figured out I don't like Joe Lieberman very much, folks. No, I don't like him very much because I think he is a hypocrite. I think he's a bigot. I think he's a troublemaker. And despite his posturing as some sort of tower of integrity, a facade that has been promoted for him and on his behalf by the mass media in this country, I think he is, in fact, one of the biggest frauds you can find walking in the U.S. Senate today. Not a good man, and you know he's a bit of a liar too. He used to talk about his father drove a milk truck or a bread truck or something like that. Well, yeah, his father also drove a liquor truck. you know, just these little kind of distortions that you get out of Joe Lieberman. You know, of course, or his father ran a liquor store also. You know what I mean? But you know, not that there's anything wrong with that, but it just kind of goes against the grain of what Mr. Lieberman has tried to present himself to be. But mark my words, folks, he will end up as a Republican, and the Republicans are just going to love it. Now, we have a whole raft of callers lined up here, including one of my favorites. We're going to call him the mystery caller, and we will bring him up after the break, which is coming shortly. So as I said, folks, you know, we're going to have open phones here for the rest of the evening. Whatever you want to talk about, if somebody wants to come in and defend Joe Lieberman and say he's a really great kind of guy, well, by all means, feel free to do it, but you might get some disagreement from me. Yeah, this is the city where we have the politicians like Joe Lieberman, and you know, they all have their own little flaws, and I have always suspected that that's how people get selected to be elected in this country, that they've got to have some little flaw, that there's a file folder on them somewhere with a record of their misdeeds. In whose hands it is, I don't know, whether it's in the hands of the FBI or the CIA or the Mossad or maybe somewhere we couldn't. Who is it? Dr. John Coleman says the Committee of 300. Well, maybe it's in the hands of the Committee of 300. Folks, this is Michael Collins Piper. We're going to a break right now, but when we come back, we will go to our callers. Stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have some callers lined up here, but I'm pleased to say that the first one on the board is the Master Prophet, James Floyd, calling in from Alabama, not from some cloud, but from Alabama. And I would like to say that you might profit from what he has to say. So let's bring up the Master Prophet. How you doing tonight, Jim?
I'm doing better than you are. You need 2 things, brother.
What's that, Jim?
You need a cigar box full of OxyContin. It ain't against the law. If you are a talk show host, you can have it. And you need more callers like Master Prophet James Floyd.
Okay.
Now, I've been trying to lead you on. Maybe that OxyContin will help. I was on earlier this week, and I gave you a word of knowledge. Reverse assimilation.
Mm-hmm.
I said reverse assimulation. Mocking a certain black professor that likes to talk in syllables. And you didn't catch it.
Is that like Jimmy Carter's Nuclear energy?
That's it, honey. That's it. What you were supposed to say, even Sister Gertrude and Sister Amorite caught it. You were supposed to say, Jim, my dear lad, there's no you in reverse assimilation. And then I was going to say, that's right. There's no you in it. You've been sitting on your butt all this time and let this happen.
Well, you know what? We need a copy editor on here, an ear editor, Jim. You know what I call copy editors? Great minds.
Absolutely. Friends, I'm serious as a heart attack. You've got a beautiful document called the Declaration of Independence. The very first part of it deals with what you've been talking about on this program. What to do. It tells you what to do. When a government becomes insufferable, you alter or abolish the damn thing. Go read it if you don't believe me.
You know, Jim, you're pointing out something here that I guess that's the bottom line. You know, we sit around here and talk about what we're going to do and how we're going to save the republic and... You know what? That's exactly right. You know, what was it Thomas Jefferson said? He said something about the tree of liberty needs to be watered with the blood of patriots or something
like
that? Yes,
but they leave off the last part. And traitors.
And
you ain't hearing what I'm saying, brother. We need this tree watered with the blood of traitors today. I went on television, local television, the other day, and I said... Is it worth dying over? You got a choice. Now, I'm not going to say the word I said. I'm going to call them illegal immigrants. I said, my theme for the rest of this challenge will be deportation or death. You choose. Now, you think that's harsh. Go on and read the first part of the Declaration of Independence. It says first that when you're ready, it is your right to throw off this kind of tyranny. Then there's a little sentence there that's overlooked so often. It is their duty to throw off the government and provide new guards for their future security. I want to be a guard. Bless God and General Lee. I want it over with. We got people in on that television this very moment crying for the Mexicans to participate in civil disobedience. And what are our people doing? Nothing. They're so far behind the curve, it's unreal.
You know, Jim, I tell you, I've watched as my own little hometown, has been overrun with illegal aliens. There's drugs being sold openly in the streets. I mean, years ago, if any of the old-time residents of the town had been out there selling drugs in the streets, the police would have been in there swooping them up, and now no one wants to say a word or do a word about it. They're afraid of being called racist.
Mike, I have gotten to the point to where my wife won't even go to town with me. That's how bad I am. And I'm going to get worse, friends. I'm not going to get better. I'm going to get worse.
Well, you know, Jim, I tell you, just today, you know, it's funny you bring this up, because just today I was thinking, you know, it's reaching the point where we can't play Mr. Nice Guy much longer.
Mike, what have I been writing all these years? It's too late for moderation.
Yeah.
And you're sitting up there. You know what you ought to be doing right now? You ought to be going back to 1921, 1924. You ought to be putting the names together like you did in those wonderful two books, the names of the Jewocons.
Mm-hmm.
I use it. It's a primer. I use it for a reference book.
Jim, stay on for the break. Please do. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. We're talking to James Floyd, master prophet in more ways than one. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Mike Piper coming to you from Washington here on RBNLive.com and at 5.050 on shortwave. You know, President James Madison had advice to his country, and he said, "Let the open enemy to the United States be regarded as a Pandora with her box opened, and the disguised one as a serpent creeping with his wiles into paradise." Well, you know, this is what we have today, folks, in this country. People in our highest levels who call themselves the defenders of our, you know, national sovereignty, defenders of our homeland security, these sleazy criminals who are holding up Uncle Sam masks in front of their face while they have let our borders go unprotected and let millions of people come into this country, and they say those of us who are concerned about it are racist. They say that we're vigilantes. You know, they say all sorts of terrible things about people who dare to question why we should go fight another country's wars. So you know, these people holding up the Uncle Sam masks, these Judas goats that are leading us over the precipice, they really are the enemy. And our caller here, James Floyd, the master prophet, he says it's time for a revolution. And, you know, Jim, I have a question for you. what is going to be the Lexington and Concord of this revolution? What do you, how do you think it's going to come about?
Everything always begins and ends in Alabama. You just think back. It happens right here. I've got neighbors that are dumber than a dead mule. But let me tell you, I was at the gas pump the other day, and this man pulled, I'm not going to call him a boy, he was a man. He pulled up to the pump in one of those old Chevrolets with the dual fuel tanks. And he filled both tanks. And when he looked up, he owed $100. And Bubba screamed as loud as I've heard anybody scream in a long time. Hot damn, he said. I didn't give but $500 for the truck. What happened? Bubba woke up. No, you're laughing, but you're laughing in earnest this time, but you just listen. You get on that radio and you talk about finance and Houston Smollett, God bless his soul, and the Federal Reserve. And what do? I walk in there and there's a commercial on, and the woman says, and listen closely, I'm going to call it biotech to keep you out of trouble. We refinanced our house with biotech, and they paid off all my credit cards. And it's just so great to be out of debt.
People Mike, don't get it.
Mike.
People don't get it, Jim.
Are you there, Mike?
I'm there.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
I'm hearing it.
Some as a dead new.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the people that get their income tax refund in March after April 15th. They actually, there's a lot of people out there, Jim, that think that's a gift from the government.
The guy was bragging on the housing market. Alabama's doing so great. What is happening is the blacks are ethnically cleansing our cities. And the whites are running off to, not the suburbs, they're getting 30 miles away from Birmingham.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They run in there and buy a house built by an illegal alien.
Oh, shit. you know, this is true. You know,
they're on the roof. They're pouring the foundation. They're laying the block and brick. They're putting the siding on.
And you know what's really going to be sad and funny at the same time? When the banks pull the rug out from all these people who think they're getting these big steals in the real estate market, and there's a lot of things going to be happening here in the very near future. And the funny thing is, they are all interrelated.
When I jump on them up here, there's some people live around me on this lake, Lake Lewis Smith. You can see it on the map above Birmingham. You the only one that's been here. You ain't been here. You and the Pope. But anyway, they live around here. And they were ethnically cleansed from Birmingham, and they came up here and bought a lot and put a house up. And when I talk to them, they say, oh, I moved up here because of the fresh air and the clean water. And I say, you lying SOB. I tell it like it is.
You know, well, this is what it is, Jim. You know, I mentioned a couple weeks ago here on the program about what it would be a good idea possibly for a lot of the leaders of the various groups and, you know, interest groups, think tanks, what have you, to get together and try to maybe find our own comprehensive policy as to how to deal with immigration. But you know, that's the whole thing. No one's ever going to get together. Everybody talks about an umbrella group and everybody talks about unity. But if people don't want to talk about that funny little word called race and how that affects the culture and how it changes things, then it's never going to be.
Is race.
Yeah. People are afraid to admit that.
It is race. Everybody in this community, the sheriff, the police, the district attorney, everybody says, Floyd, you're right. It's just that we've got to find some way to make it sound as if it's not racial. And here we've got, what, La Raza, the race? talking about the inevitable browning of America?
Oh, well, at this point, unless there is a big change, I think that's exactly what it's going to be. And, you know, we had a caller last night who said maybe the way for people to survive in this changing America is just kind of to go into their own little habitat, you know, and get away from
Mike,
the rest of the world.
Mike, several years ago when I had enough money to burn a wet dog, we're the new poor here. I had a Cessna 402.
Well, you should go out and get some credit cards, Jim.
My son and I began a project of looking for a place to go. We found an island off Honduras called Roatan, Bay Islands, and we flew down there. Turned out it is worse than the occupied territory of Alabama. And we searched other places. There is no other place to go. You make a stand here, or you lose it forever for your children and grandchildren.
You see, I guess that's the big question. Is well, see, that comes back to what I said. Where is going to where is
you
gonna be Lexington?
Question.
Where's going to be? Where is Lexington going to be? Where is Concord going to be? You know.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. I'm not on the cutting edge. I am the cutting edge. I've been ahead of people forever. I'll tell you what's going to happen in Alabama. It partition. Now, the chief of police and the uppity-ups in town don't like the word partition. But they already practice it. If a rich man is living in a gated community with a fence and guards, he's already partitioned his family. Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. We're going to have places just like what happened in Omaha, Nebraska.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Are you with
mm-hmm.
me? Slap
mm-hmm.
somebody next to you and tell them, partition. Civil War II, what was the boy's name? I loved him.
Chittum.
He used to call here all the time. I ain't heard from him in a coon's age. Chittum, yeah.
Tom Chittum, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
or John Chittum, yeah. Often,
Mike,
yeah,
I'm talking you to death. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, Jim, actually,
can,
no. I mean, no, no,
you
I appreciate it.
You can hear the passion in my voice. It's over. We're out of time. You either stand up and be counted. You know, I got the CCC here telling me, and, you know, all these organizations, I hadn't rained on their silly parades, but when a person stands up and says, I say, what should we do? And they say, well, first of all, you need to write your congressman.
Yeah,
you need to buy my bumper sticker.
Yeah. The whole congressional thing, I think, is down the tubes and has been for a long, long time. Liberty Lobby found that out.
I'm thinking about setting up a government in exile here, running for senator. Look at what I got. Loose lip, Shelby.
You might actually get elected. Jim,
loose
listen.
Lip. Shelby?
Jim, listen, I got to move on. I have a few callers laying back here very patiently, but I think they're probably enjoying and learning a little bit from what they've heard. So I'll be talking to you, Jim.
Mike?
Tell Sylvia I said hello.
Okay, see you
All right,
later.
You take care. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the inimitable Jim Floyd, you know, and he's a gutsy guy. This is a guy that once got arrested for burning a Mexican flag. He didn't burn an American flag, but if he had burned an American flag, they'd have probably given him an award. Let's go to Renee from North Carolina. Renee, how are you doing this evening?
Hi, I just wanted to give kudos to the entertainment community. You know, they have been, the preachers have been after the entertainment community for a long time. Oh, they such sinners and everything. But, you know, they're stepping forward to do more. You have Charlie Sheen, you have Pink, you have Neil Young, and Steve Colbert nailed Bill Kristol, unlike the mainstream media, on his show recently. And, you know, there's been the preachers have, you know, cut down these people for so long. But, you know, they're stepping up to the plate a hell of a lot more than the preachers, you know. Oliver Stone's JFK was not Billy Graham's JFK. and the thing is, they're silent. And you know, it wasn't the artist who betrayed Jesus and nailed him to the cross. It was the religious and government authorities, okay?
That's interesting, yeah.
And also, Thomas Jefferson, people like Tolstoy and Thomas Paine and Thomas Jefferson, do they warn us about the artists? No. They warn us about church and state authorities.
Interesting, interesting. Yeah, you're right about that. That's right. That's
but you
right.
see, the religious leaders don't like them because a lot of times the artists expose them. But they say, you know, like Jesus said, you're supposed to judge people by their fruits you shall know
mm-hmm,
them,
mm-hmm.
by their actions. And the thing is, the artists are looking a lot better than the church leaders right now, and they are certainly looking better than the government leaders.
You know, that, Renee, that's an interesting perspective you put on this, and I never quite thought of it that way before. But you know, I do kind of draw a line, between the, there is an awful lot of garbage on television and in the movies, and there is a lot of political propagandizing that comes out of. On the other hand, though, people are supposed to know or should know that that's fiction. It's quite different from the news media, per se, you know. So, but you're right. There are a few people who are stepping out there, and they are taking a lot of heat for doing it.
Well,
Sean Penn is a good example.
Well, prior to the Iraq War. Yeah, he went down, too, and he was rescuing people at Katrina. And the thing is, these people, they're really doing something. Now, I'm not saying they're all perfect. Yeah, they do stuff wrong. Charlie Sheen is no saint. But the thing is, when you examine these preachers and stuff and you pull the blankets back on their lives, they're usually just as bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I've often been criticized for criticizing Jerry Falwell. You know, I used to have this friend who would say, he may be wrong on some issues, but he's right on so many others. Don't criticize him. Well, I don't necessarily go along with that thesis, but I think he's done more harm than he's done good.
Well, that's just it. I'm not saying the Hollywood community is perfect, and some of their stuff, yes, it is trashy. But you know what? It's like anything else. There's good and bad, and you have to have the sense to pick it out.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, look at Oliver Stone's JFK. I mean, that's a fabulous, look at the Godfather trilogy. Let's face it, just about everything you need to understand about how things really work and how the government is really just like the mafia, you can learn from the Godfather trilogy.
You know, you're right about that. They, and those Godfather films are tremendous films. They really are, absolutely. I mean, you know, they promulgate that image of organized crime as being some sort of Italian monopoly, which of course is anything but true, but like you say, the basics of that film
mm-hmm.
are very much on the mark, and they do illustrate a reality. People think that, you know, a lot of people unfortunately tend to think that's just entertainment, and while it's officially fiction, what it really represents is the reality. Absolutely.
And then like in Godfather 2 recently, they had the trilogy series in one of the movie channels. I loved one quote. As he's slicing the guy's throat, okay, he says this, "Power wears out those who don't have it." And I thought, boy, doesn't that just describe exactly how the legal and judicial system works?
Well, the system, I mean, through my experiences, I've watched the legal system at work in a number of civil cases, and I've seen some absolute horrifying corruption before my very eyes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's just as bad as, let's put it this way, it's just as bad as anything you see in the movies.
Absolutely. That's another, all those, I love to watch those John Grisham movies, because it's true. Like, I mean, everybody, look, if you haven't watched it lately, go rent The Rainmaker and watch it again until you get it to see how bad things are.
You know, another very good John Grisham book and movie is The Firm.
Oh, yeah.
About a major law firm that's really a front for organized crime. You know, people think that's just in the movies. No, folks, that's for real.
No, actually fine. I can learn more from the movies than I can the news. They'll tell me more of the truth about how the system works and what is so-called fiction because they can get away with it. It's kind of like the Jon Stewart and Steve Colbert can get away with doing more on the Comedy Channel than Tom Brokaw can. It's kind of the same thing.
You know, Renee, you just inspired me to something. You know, I think our listeners ought to spend a minute or two here over the weekend and think about some of the Hollywood films that, even though they're supposed to be fiction, they are really films that do give a good insight into how our system really works. So we ought to come up with a list of the 10 top films.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Renee, listen, okay. Thank you for your call. We have a couple more callers we're going to bring up after the break. Ben and Richie. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper getting ready to wrap up another hour here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that lasts a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
This is Michael Collins Piper. We're wrapping up the hour. Over the break, I was talking with my producer. We were talking about movies and comparing notes. And next week, if you have any thoughts, I want to call in here, and we'll talk about some movies that have fiction films, so to speak, that really reflect what's going on in our world today. Anyway, we got Ben from Florida. Ben, come on up. What do you have to say? Hello, Ben.
My paramount concern is our men in that illegal, immoral, deadly war where we are the evil aggressors. How would we behave if we were assaulted? I know I'd be on the front line there in the war. They'd have to slice me in half before I stop shooting back. You know?
Yeah, that's what's happening, Ben. I mean, you know, people, you know, the American people don't quite understand that. You know, they think that the people of Iraq should be throwing out flowers. They think that the people of Iran should be throwing out flowers too. They don't understand that people don't like to have their arms and legs blown off, and their electricity and their water supply cut off,
and their homes.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. People don't get that, Ben, and that's what people were missing here. So but you're right about that. You know, but you know, it's funny. Jim Floyd was on here earlier, and you know, the point is that America has, you know, really for all intents and purposes, been invaded. You know, so while we've left our border open in the South, we're sending our men over to another country to get butchered in a war that isn't even a war that we should be fighting. Now, figure the logic of that, Ben.
The war is about oil. O for oil, I for Israel, and L for lies.
I like that.
Repeating that.
I like that. I like that.
I think
you put your finger on something, Ben, you know. But, you know, the sad thing is that nobody's waking up to these realities of life. Nobody seems to understand that, we got the good, we got the bad, and we got the ugly.
That's right.
People can't figure it out. Ben, I want to thank you for your call. Let me see if I can squeeze Richie in here. He's been hanging on very patiently. Richie, what do you have to say?
Hey, Mike, I'm a first-time caller to your show, and the topic of the movies just was kind of ancillary to my call, but I could suggest three, two of which happened to be by Stanley Kubrick: Paths of Glory, which shows you how army men are sacrificed for vain military false dreams. Clockwork Orange, which shows you the incredible criminal justice system, how hypocritical that is. And the third movie I'd suggest is Bonfire of the Vanities.
Great movie. I've seen that one, yeah.
Oh, that really says it.
And, you know, it's interesting, Richie. My producer is a bit of a Stanley Kubrick fan, so what you're saying is music to her ears. There are a lot of movies out there that really do, they really tell us a lot. But anyway, aside from the movies, did you want to comment on something else? Or?
Yes, I wanted to discuss the whole immigration matter and the race aspect of it. When the first thing
you know
hear,
what, Richie?
Yes.
Do you hear that music?
Yes.
You know what that means?
That means that the prophet took up most of the time.
Yeah, the prophet took up most of the time, and now the time has told on us. But I tell you what, you're a first-time caller. Next time you call in, we'll move you right up to the top of the list. How's that sound?
That sounds great, Michael.
Yeah, call back next week, Richie.
Okay, thank you.
We'll talk about immigration. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper, Dr. Strangelove. Wrapping up the hour. Stay tuned for more good programming, and your life will be illuminated right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.